and welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about what I say you don't get. And before we get started, make sure to rate and review us on wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe on YouTube, you can follow on Spotify, and we really appreciate it. It helps so other people see the podcast and can learn about it.
Mm-hmm. So on YouTube, it's very easy. Just click the subscribe button that's right below. And then on Apple Podcasts, it's very easy just to hit the plus button. And Spotify, follow,
you can rate and review. It's very easy. Apple Podcasts.
Very, very easy. Oftentimes I get people who say, oh, I love the podcast. And then they just mention the most recent clip that I might have posted on social. Like, all right, well, now you, or they'll say, oh, are you still doing the podcast? Like, well, yes, every week for 5 years. so just subscribe.
There's almost about 200.
And it makes it easy.
I think it's about almost 250 of them.
So. Almost 240 of them, which would also mean
the next milestone is 250.
Okay. All right. So this conversation, I believe a lot of parents and kids can relate to. I oftentimes get from you, as I'm asking you questions about something to further explain yourself, you just say, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of those might be as it relates to fashion. Okay. So what do you think? Because oftentimes you might think, I don't understand, but I do understand and I can relate to it from when I was a kid. So give me something that you don't think I understand.
Well, this is what I don't think you understand, because you always said, I don't get it. The oversized sweatshirt trend, you're like, because whenever I saw, I was like, do you like this new sweatshirt that I got? It was this yellow one. It was big.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, it's just very big on you.
Right.
But you don't get it.
No, I get it. I do. I get it. Trust me, I get it, because I used to wear clothes that were also just too big, okay? I get it.
But you can
get
it.
But what I don't get is you then putting on a jacket over it that fits you without that massive sweatshirt underneath, and then you put the jacket over it that now looks like the Chris Farley, like, fat guy in a little jacket and a little suit. Because it's like the shirt underneath it is so big, and then the jacket like doesn't even fit anymore. That's what I don't get.
Okay, yeah, that was one jacket. Now it's because it was a spring jacket, and I was wearing a huge winter sweatshirt.
Right, so what I would say is then don't wear the sweatshirt that day if you're gonna wear that jacket.
Oh, right, true.
Wear something that fits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I get it. I understand that, but I don't understand some of the, I would say, maybe the combinations.
Okay. But what if I really want to wear that sweatshirt because it's very in and popular and preppy and cute, and then, oh, I have to wear this jacket for 10 days. I can't wear it for 10 days.
What do you mean you have to wear the jacket for 10 days?
Let's say it's spring.
No, put that away.
I'd say it's spring.
Okay. Well, we've been asking you for a long time to get another jacket, and you've just said no to everything.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of picky.
All right. Well, that's not...
So, yeah, I guess that's not...
Right, it's not our fault.
I guess so. But okay. Yeah. Next thing that I don't... that you don't understand.
Would be what?
What are some... Well, sometimes I don't catch myself saying it. So you have to tell me what I actually say.
Well, I asked you questions about maybe what you and your friends might talk about at school. Like, I'll ask you on a Monday, oh, what did you talk about? What did everyone do over the weekend? If you didn't see different people,
we don't
over the
talk
weekend,
about that.
Which I don't understand.
I mean, sometimes we talk about little things that happened, but we don't say, oh, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, what'd you do this weekend?
Why not?
I mean, sometimes we do, but it's not like a regular conversation.
But in a world where there's a text thread that just says hi, and it seems like, or something about the Knicks, or someone sends a video where it seems like you want to be It seems like a group of kids wants to be connected all the time, which I really actually don't think that's the case, but wants to be connected all the time. Like, why wouldn't you find out what they act, what people were actually doing?
Sometimes we do talk about it, but we have other things to talk about.
Like what?
Like, sometimes one of my friends, she'll say something funny or something. Usually something funny happens in the morning.
Okay.
Or we just talk about random things. Maybe a lot of times it's drama or gossip.
Okay, so you're getting caught up on that stuff all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You don't get that.
I get it. But what
it's a constant drama and gossip chain.
But what I don't understand, but that's in person.
Yeah.
Right. You never put that in print. But what I don't understand is the on a text thread of hi.
I thought
we weren't getting
into this.
Well, that's what I don't understand. You told me I do. I don't understand. What about that? Don't I understand?
It's not just hi. They text other things. It's just saying. It's like if you're walking by your friends in the hallway, you're just like hi, and they're like hi. Maybe they say hi to the next person, and they're like hi. It's like that or a text chain. And also, what if you only have like a minute and you want to just text someone, you get to say hi. And then maybe they'll say
But the hi's on a in person, if you're walking by someone, you say hi. Yes. If you say hi to somebody over text or on the phone, you wouldn't just call someone up and say hi and then hang up.
Yeah, well, we're not calling them.
Right, but on a text, if you say hi to somebody, that is the start of a conversation. It's not just the hi and then like...
And then they could say hi back. Then you could say, how are you?
But right, so I don't understand why when... But how often are you writing, hey, how are you?
I mean, I don't text on that chat that much.
Okay. But do you understand what I'm saying here?
50%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I understand it is a different form of communication, but the communication still has to be
like we elaborate. Do ask how are you and stuff.
Like have a conversation.
How are you? What you doing?
Okay. All right.
I'll show you proof.
Great. And I know we've had conversation about slang terms.
Yes.
When in fact, I really did understand pretty much all of them. But you still say, well, you won't understand.
That you get them?
Right. So what am I missing? What don't I understand about?
Sometimes you don't understand how we use them.
Give me an example.
In certain situations?
In certain situations. Okay. Like what? Give me something.
Sometimes you'll say, like, what's the purpose of using that there? Like,
you got to stop saying, like, okay. I understand that.
Like the word bro or bra.
Which we saw on a Coke can today, Coca-Cola can.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. But, sometimes we use it to our friends, but sometimes you don't understand how we use it.
Bro.
Because it can be positive and negative.
I think I do understand this.
Well, you said you don't understand the purpose of it.
I don't think you should ever say it to me.
I try not to say it to you. Like, so, I try not to say it to you, but it just kind of is
I understand the bro, like the positive and the negative. If someone's doing something that's a bit out of pocket or a bit crazy, you'd say, Bruh. Or if someone's doing something like pretty amazing, you say bro, like that. I get
all
that.
You don't say bro, like bro. You don't say it like that.
How would you say it?
So if it's usually used in the negative term, but
sometimes
it can be
used. Okay, so give me something positive.
Like you could say, bro, that's crazy.
Okay, so you're addressing it. It's almost. Instead of saying someone's name, you just say, bro, that's crazy.
Or if someone does something that you're a little like, ugh, about, or you could say, bruh.
Yeah, I get it. It's just like us saying, when we were kids, we'd say, dude. Like, dude, enough. or dude, it's pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
It's pretty much the same thing. So I do get it. So one of the points is that I think I'm going to challenge you to not use the "you don't get it"
excuse. Well, then if I say...
Hold on.
Yeah.
I challenge you of saying "you don't get it" excuse for not explaining something to me.
Okay, well, if apparently you do get it, then why don't you just explain it so you can prove that you get it?
No, because oftentimes I'll ask you questions about something and you'll just say, you don't get it.
Okay, that's
maybe something like a situation in school with a teacher, if I'm asking you questions about something and something and something, and you say, you don't get it because I don't get, because you don't think I get maybe the whole situation. So now I'm going to challenge you to explain the situation to me.
Okay?
Because I think I do get most of it. It's just a matter of you trusting me to understand and putting in a little, like I'm putting in the work to understand it. I need you to put in the work to explain it.
Okay.
And trust that I get it. And there are going to be things I'd say, look, I can't relate to that. But I understand the situation, but I can't relate to it.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean anything right or wrong. I just can't relate to that situation because I've never been in it. But I get it, but I understand.
Yeah.
There are plenty of things when I was a kid that grandma...
You gotta stop with your hand.
What?
You're like this? You're doing that for
like swatting flies?
Oh, you're literally like...
swatting flies?
Oh, my God.
There were a lot of things that grandma and grandpa did not understand from me, that's for sure. A lot of it, I can still... Music was a lot of it because our music was so different than theirs. Our music from yours is not as different as...
It's not
our
as
music
different.
As to your grandparents. The difference was not as big.
Well, the biggest difference would be like our music. Ours are kind
of well, well, of course. But, yeah, of course. Because in grandma and grandpa's time, there was no hip hop, there was no rap, there was no real pop.
Yeah.
And then...
Now it's a lot of pop music.
Right, so when rap. That's what we had.
Yeah.
And then, but now you have the same. You have a little bit less rock, which we had.
Yeah, but, we have a lot less.
But there was such a huge difference between our music and your grandparents' music. Because they would just say, I can't understand anything that they're saying. I don't, I can't even understand the words. How can you listen to this?
I don't get the point of you cursing in this song.
Well, yeah, but that's happened over the years. I don't understand the point of just recklessly cursing unnecessarily. It just doesn't make sense to me. There's no need. There's just no reason for it. A lot of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the times. Yeah, and grandma and grandpa didn't understand our fashion, but especially grandpa, he went through it with his parents where they didn't like his fashion. So, we just had certain, rules just like you, certain rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is, it's easy to come to an agreement and also... I understand there's always going to be the, they don't understand me or they want that. Like, I get that. But the less prevalent that is, the easier everybody's life is. That's for sure. Don't you think?
Okay.
What do you mean?
Sure, I get that.
You do?
I get enough.
You get enough of that?
I get it enough.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Anything else on your mind?
I don't think so. I think that's all. You don't get it. You don't get it. I think that's all of that.
All right.
Love you.
I love you.